Isaiah was instructed. He heard the gospel. He understood his great need, and he cried out to the Lord. And so we're thankful for that. This morning, you may be here, and you might not have ever come to that point in your life where you have cried out and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And today could be your day of salvation. We would encourage you, we would plead with you to think seriously about that, to consider all that Christ has done for you, to consider your own great, dire need of salvation. There is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. There is no work, there is no good outside of Jesus Christ. And we would plead with you this morning to come to him if you have not. Today may be your day of salvation. What a great blessing that would be. Ryan's going to come. We're going to stand. We'll sing the first verse. We will have our morning greeting like we normally do at the beginning of the service. We'll do it now. When we break the fellowship, when we stand to sing, if you are one of those who are going to be getting baptized, you can make your way to the bathrooms back here or downstairs, change. You can leave your clothes there in the room. They won't be disturbed. You can change there. And then we'll sing this song, and by the time we're done, if you could come back and sit here in the front rows, perhaps, find a place to sit here, and then we will begin our baptism portion of the service. All right? Let's stand and stretch our legs and sing.
All right, now we'll be singing number 350, Are You Washed in the Blood? We'll sing the first, and then we'll go around and say hello to everybody. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? All right, go around and greet everybody. Good, how are you? Busy? Morning. How are you? Huh? I'm great. Aaron.
You see, man. Long time no see.
Yeah, man.
It's been a few years.
I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I live up in Maine now, Chad probably told you.
Yeah.
So that's why I haven't been here.
I saw the Mount Washington Hotel. I was like... All right, on the second. Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? On the third, when the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? On the last, lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You may be seated.